News Talk 1620 WTAW and DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan. Cooling off a little bit. It's been, I've stayed indoors as much as possible.
I like your job. I get out of the car sometimes, so it is hot out there. We had the reprieve for some of the rain, but that right now it's starting to dry out again, so it won't be long before the grass starts turning on us again. And I noticed you had that little grass fire down the road.
Well, not only, it was on both sides of the bridge, so you just never know what's going to spark something.
Yeah, that's why I was telling everybody, that's why they put ashtrays in the car for, get them cigarette butts inside the car. That'll help us a little bit on some of that.
Well, that and chains on trailers.
Right,
don't let them drag, because a spark could do that too, couldn't it?
Typically on the chains, that would be a violation in itself, because the way they have that worded in the admin code is they have to be mounted in a sense where if the tongue drops off, that the chain keeps the tongue of the trailer off the pavement. So if they're already dragging the surface, where do you think that tongue's going to go? If it comes disconnected for some reason. So that would be an issue. So, yeah, that vehicle probably needs to be stopped and see if they can do something with that. We're up to about 24 deaths on vehicle heat stroke. So, you know, it last month was there was a day, and I think it was the 31st National Heat Stroke Day or something like that. So as a reminder, especially when 101, I don't think there's any time this kind of weather where you leave any kind of pet or person in the car and take them in with you and shut off the car and lock it up. And not take a chance, so we don't have to add to this, especially at 101 degrees.
24, is that just statewide or nationally?
National. It's okay. Nationwide. Okay. We average nationwide about 33. I think the high mark 1 year was about 49. We certainly don't want to get up to there. 24 is too many. So, but we're you know, continue to put out the message, hope people take the message and take the kids with them and dogs. There was a dog-related fatality in Williams County not too long ago where they actually charged the owner of the dog for animal cruelty. So I don't know how that went. But so that's, like I say, leave your dogs at home and take your kids inside the store with you. This month, I guess school's starting back in session, high schools, colleges, and all that good stuff. So as a reminder, school bus safety and all that, kids will be out crossing, and we certainly need to slow down in the school zone. There is one bill that I really truly don't understand the whole logistics of it. I guess when it's finally put into law where I can sit down and read the whole law, it's going to be House Bill 347, and it has to relate with communication devices on anybody driving on school property. So, and it's tied in with the you know, where they have the signs posted and speed zones effect. You can't be on your cell phone unless you're stopped. Now, I don't know if they're going to add another section to this, how they're going to implement whatever they're trying to do, but there will be a change on their cell phone use, wireless communications in our on school property, not just on the roadway, but they're talking about the property of the school. So I'll have to kind of pass that on as like I say, the new books come out, and I'll sit down and read that and see where the actual change was to that law. Another thing is last legislation, they grouped the RV type, let me go back up here, the all-terrain vehicles and the off-highway vehicles together under one definition, and it all fell under the kind of what the farmers get to use the all-terrain vehicles. Now they're in a process of coming back with some type of allowing your state, your county, and your municipalities to use these type of vehicles and able to register them type of vehicles for whatever use they need to use them for. So they're adding some of that. I don't know what else will be added to, if they're going to add anything else to them type of vehicles on the roadway. Last time they went to try to register these vehicles, I think they forgot to knock on the door on the other state agency and tell them what their intent was, because it didn't happen, so we had to back off of that. So we'll see how that works out on this next go around as they try to do something with these AT vehicles and off-highway vehicles on the roadway. So, but right now the general rule is for farm use within 25 miles, you got to have a driver license, got to have the flag, 8-foot pole. The you can only cross the roadway. You can't go up and down the road with them like a regular vehicle. So Have any questions of that, you can call me back at a later time, and I'll go in a little deeper detail with that for you. Questions come up about, especially in Texas, or tailgates, or you got to have your tailgate up. You know how people try to save mileage. You can have a tailgate down as long as you don't have items that would be blown out with the wind current, or things that would spill out, such if you're hauling any type of dirt or something, rocks that will bounce out or whatever, then that tailgate would then have to be secured. So just want to pass that on the tailgate law.
That leads me to two related questions. One, when I see big trucks particularly carrying road materials, and they say stay back X number hundred of
200 feet,
or and we're not liable for any damages. Mm-hmm. Now is that just...
Well, in general, they stay back 200 feet. I don't have an argument with that. Actually, probably needs to be a little bit more for stopping distance, and so you can see around the truck. But here's how it goes. If the truck and trailer going down the road, if it kicks something up from the roadway that's already on the roadway and it comes up and hits your vehicle, it's road debris, they're not responsible for that. But if anything comes off that truck, that material that they're hauling, they are responsible for that. So I guess the best way to do that is to either try to call that in or write the information down on the truck time and get all what information you can. And
yeah, then, but good luck trying to get that piece of rock or whatever that dinged your windshield.
Yes, but I mean it. Yeah, but
and
that's,
try to match it
so
up to the
sign,
truck.
Yeah, the sign in general, it's a little bit misleading. Anybody's responsible for anything that comes off their vehicle, their load that they're carrying. So them putting that on there, that's going to kind of be incorrect on that.
Visiting with Trooper Jimmy Morgan, the Department of Public Safety. The other thing, since you mentioned tailgates can be down as long as nothing goes out of them, mm-hmm. Can people and pets ride in pickup beds?
If they're under 18, in general, they're not supposed to be in the back of that truck unless they have a camper. Then it's not an open bed. There is some exclusions to that if that's the only sole vehicle, and there's some other ones in there. But the main one, if that's their own sole vehicle for the family, then I tell people to put the older ones in the back, put the younger ones in the front. It's not a good thing ever, especially in a pickup truck and being a crash when nobody's secured, especially if that pickup starts flipping. So I don't care how old you are, there's going to be some serious injuries out of that. So I've refrained people from doing that, but by law, if they're over 18, they can be in the back of the truck.
Some other things you want to get covered, Highway 6 construction.
Well, they have the construction zone of 60 miles an hour, so we need to be alarmed and aware of that and make sure that we're given the actual spacing that's needed in there and make sure that the construction zone, people working in that zone are safe. And, people tend to be doing other things when paying attention to what's in front of them. I don't know how many crashes we've had in that zone since it started, but just want to alarm people that they have a reduced speed of 60 miles an hour and to pay attention to that so we don't have an accident in that zone.
Well, and I'm one of those people, you can have law enforcement keep that patrolled 24/7, because it seems to me whenever I go through, it's not very often I see the enforcement vehicles around and
right.
People are just screaming by.
Yes,
particularly
sir.
In the outside lane.
One other thing, mufflers. Going down the road, you sometimes look up, you see these, every now and then you see something different on the road on vehicles. The latest that I've seen is people taking mufflers and bringing them out the back of the bed of the truck, and they're coming out the bed kind of like the stacks on an 18-wheeler or truck tractor. I asked our inspection people that do that, and legal or not legal, for the general rule, they're legal as long as the exhaust comes out the top, above the top of the bed, of the cab of the truck. So that right now that's going to be illegal. As long as they keep the muffler and everything else still intact, they're going to be able to do that.
I thought you were going to go towards little cars and big tailpipes that they've customized.
Yeah. Well, I've seen that too, but I don't get a whole lot of questions on that. But I in general, as long as the muffler is in good working order and it's not too loud and you don't take all that other stuff off, you're not running straight pipes, I think you're going to be in good shape.
And one quick reminder, we're about to out of time. You mentioned this last time, but I think it's worth repeating about the state law about being able to show law enforcement your proof proof of insurance on your smartphone.
Yes, sir. On Senate Bill 181, that's effective now. Immediately, law enforcement, whether it be us or any other law enforcement, if somebody can show on their electronic device, smartphone, whatever it may be, that they have current insurance and they're able to show us on an electronic device, we have to accept that. So, absolutely.
Okay, very good. Appreciate the words of wisdom, as always.
Thank you, Bill.
Jimmy Morgan, the Department of Public Safety, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.